This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha today at 11 a.m. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Ahead of the budget presentation, the Economic Survey 2023-24 was tabled in both Houses of Parliament yesterday, giving an overview of the economy's performance. The government has said that the unemployment rate in the country has been showing a declining trend over the recent years. In a written reply in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Shobha Karandlaje, said that as per the latest available annual periodic labour force survey, PLFS reports, the estimated unemployment rate for persons of age 15 years and above was 4.2% in 2020-21, 4.1% in 2021-22, and 3.2% during 2022-23. The Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, DEPWD, under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, has signed 72 MOUs with private institutions and startups to empower persons with disabilities socially, educationally and economically. The MOUs were signed in the presence of Union Minister of Social Justice and Empowerment, Dr. Virendra Kumar, and Minister of State, B.L. Verma. On the occasion, Dr. Virendra Kumar said, the MOUs demonstrate the government's commitment to persons with disabilities. He stated that the persons with disabilities possess immense potential. They only need opportunities. The Supreme Court has asked IIT Delhi to form an expert panel to give its opinion on the decision of the National Testing Agency, NTA, to treat two options as the correct answer to a physics question in this year's NEET UG examination. The bench, headed by Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, directed the expert team to remit its opinion to the Apex Court's registrar by 12 noon today. The batch of petitions alleging irregularities in the conduct of the NEET UG exam questioned the award of grace marks in respect of a contentious physics question. It added that 44 candidates were able to secure full marks on account of the ambiguous question. They contended that the NTA's decision to award compensatory marks contradicts its own instruction, asking students to follow the latest NCERT textbook. The matter will be taken up for further hearing today. More than 4 lakh pilgrims have undertaken the Amarnath Yatra so far this year, surpassing last year's figures with nearly a month still left before the pilgrimage ends. Our correspondent reports that yesterday over 11,700 pilgrims paid obeisance at the cave shrine, bringing the total number of pilgrims since the Yatra started to 4,07,734. Meanwhile, the Chhadi Mubarak was taken to Pahalgam on Sunday from its abode at the Dashnami Akhada building by Mahant Dipendra Giri for various rituals to mark Ashar Purnima, the start of the religious aspects of the annual pilgrimage. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the next 2 days. In several parts in north, northeast, central and western parts, very heavy rainfall may occur till tomorrow, while the remaining parts are likely to receive heavy rainfall till Thursday. The weather agency said that above normal temperatures with high humidity are likely to prevail over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi today. The International Olympic Committee, IOC Executive Board, has decided to award India's first individual Olympic gold medalist, Abhinav Bindra, with the Olympic Order for his outstanding services to the Olympic movement. The award will be given during the 142nd IOC session in Paris on 10th of August 2024. The Olympic Order is the highest award of the IOC given for distinguished contributions to the Olympic movement. 41-year-old Bindra won the men's 10-meter air rifle event at the 2008 Beijing Games and became first Indian individual to win an Olympic gold medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.